Welcome to the Soul Art Podcast. I'm your host and guide, Will Caminada, and it is my mission to help you become more in touch with your soul, expand your consciousness, and shine your light brighter and brighter so that you can live a life with more purpose, inspiration, and love. My intention for this show is to create a safe place where you can find support and guidance on your spiritual awakening and healing journey. Hello, beautiful soul. I am so glad that you're here. I am so grateful and honored that you chose to listen to the Soul Art Podcast. And I want to say a massive thanks to everyone who's been supporting, sending me comments and feedback over the period of the launch of the podcast. Thank you so much. Your support means the world to me. Today, it's episode 6, Solo Cast, and I'm going to give you 5 tips for you to know which chakra you need to focus on. And a little hint, it's easier than you think. Now, before I get into today's episode, I just have a small favor to ask of you. And that is to take a moment of your time and leave a review on my podcast on Apple Podcast. Because when you do this, you help me reach more souls and help fellow humans to expand their consciousness. Make sure you hit the subscribe button right now so you never miss any future content. My intention with this episode is to help you become more aware of your energy system and of your emotional body, and learn how having knowledge about the 7 chakras can help you shift, align, and balance those energies. Now, don't worry if you don't know much about the chakras, as I will give you some hints of what they are and where they sit in our bodies along the show. But if you would like to know a little more, I have a free 7 chakra healing meditation available on my website. You can check the link in the description and request your free meditation. This meditation is perfect to learn about the chakras because I guide you to feel each of them in your body. And on top of that, I use the right frequencies for each chakra. So you will definitely feel the shift in your cells. Okay, before I give you the first tip, I just need to clarify that the balancing and healing of the chakras is something that's constantly changing. It's not that you have one chakra that's blocked and you just need to work on that one for the rest of your life or for a long period. It can be, for instance, that your heart chakra needs more attention for a longer period because it might have been closed or blocked for a longer period, say, if you've gone through a heartbreak, for example. In most extreme cases, if you've been living with an unbalanced or blocked chakra for a lifetime, this may lead to more serious diseases, but I'm not going into that here because that may trigger fear, and that's not my intention. My intention is to give tools and insights for you to expand your awareness of your own energy system and guide you into you being your own healer. Having said that, the chakra system is kind of like our mood. And that's what I'm going to focus on this episode. It may change from time to time, week to week, sometimes day to day. So this is what I want to show you today. If you have the awareness to feel what chakra needs your attention, you can choose to focus on it and then choose a specific meditation for a specific day or week. All right, so with this out of the way, I'll give you number one. Number one is daily meditation. The daily practice of meditation and sitting in stillness with yourself only will help you become more aware of your emotions. Not just aware, you will allow deep rooted emotions to come to the surface. These emotions will show you where you need attention. For example, I might go into meditation and just feel like my heart needs a little opening. I may be sad or grieving a past situation or a person in my life. This indicates heart chakra. The other thing that meditation will help you to is that you will become much more intuitive and in touch with your spirit guides. That in itself will give you guidance and clarity on what you need to focus on. In fact, if you feel like you're not being able to get in touch with your intuition and your guides, this may indicate a tension on your upper chakras, the third eye and the crown chakra. In fact, in the next episode, I will flip this topic and talk more about what can happen when we focus too much on these upper chakras. So stay tuned for this episode. Right, number two is body intelligence, which, by the way, is also linked to meditation. Your physical body is a reflection of your emotional body. So whatever you feel is somatized in your body. So if you're feeling a lot of stress, you're storing that stress in some parts of your body, and this may block your chakras. Stress usually is related to the solar plexus, which is below your ribs, and also the root chakra at the base of your spine. But it can vary depending on what's causing the stress. Another example is this. You may feel a blocked sensation on your throat, phlegm, or you're coughing, or you have a sore throat. This indicates you need focus on balancing and healing the throat chakra. A sore throat is always a sign that you're not saying something that you want to say. You're not expressing your needs or expressing your authentic self. So meditate on your throat, journal, sing, hum, sound, and, well, say what you need to say. I would say this is probably the biggest one. You know, your body doesn't lie, but obviously it's up to you to listen to it and to take action. Number three, current situations and how you feel about them. Right, things will happen, situations may annoy you or worry you, people may trigger certain emotions in you. Listen to how you feel about them. For instance, if you're having a gut feeling about a choice you should make or about a person at work, but you don't know exactly what it is, maybe it's indicating that you need to trust your intuition more. And this would be focusing on your third eye. If you're feeling cloudy-headed, clumsy, forgetful, this indicates you need grounding. So focus on your root chakra at the base of your spine. And like I said in the beginning, if you're currently going through a difficult and sad situation like the loss of a loved one, a breakup, the loss of a job or something, this will require you to focus and work on your chakras for a longer period, usually the heart chakra. But not always. I'll share quickly that one time when I was recovering from a very sad and painful breakup, I knew that my throat chakra needed healing more than my heart. I had lost my voice and my self-expression, and I needed to find my own voice again. And so I worked on my throat chakra for a couple of months, and my heart too, obviously, because healing the heart chakra will help you forgive others, and most importantly, you, as well as it will help you love yourself more and unconditionally. Right. So number four, your mood or energy levels. I know I mentioned this earlier, but I want to give you some examples here. Your mood and energy levels are always showing you which chakra or chakras need more attention. If you're feeling stressed out and too worried about your work, your finances, your family, the situation in the world, well, first you may be watching the news a bit too much, but well, maybe you're too attached to your earthly issues, too attached to your lower chakras, the root and the sacral. So it would be good to focus on healing and cleansing them, and also focus a little more on your upper chakras to find that balance. If you're tired, can't find the motivation and willpower to exercise, for example, it's indicating you need to focus on your solar plexus and activate that area to find more willpower. Another example, you may be lacking sexual libido, or you may have a goal to explore more of your sexual energy. So you would focus on your sacral chakra, the chakra that's just below your navel. Right, we're getting to the last one. Number five is your goals. Maybe your goal is to find clarity on a specific matter in your life. Focusing on your heart can help you make a reasonable choice. Remember that the heart is the bridge between your three lower chakras, the root, the sacral, and the solar plexus, and the three upper chakras, the throat, third eye, and the crown. The heart chakra is actually the bridge between reason and love, logical and emotional. That's why people are always saying, listen to your heart, follow your heart. And let me just make a side note here. The heart intelligence is not the weak one. It's never a question between the heart and the mind, but always a question between lower chakras and your upper chakras, or in other words, between your ego and your spirit. The answer always lies in your heart, in that kind of pure, unconditional, universal love, not the romantic Hollywoodian love. Well, maybe I should make an episode just on this topic. Let me know in the comments if you would like that. So yes, if you're looking to find clarity, you can focus on your third eye to enhance your intuition and receive guidance. And you can go up a little bit and connect with your crown chakra and ask to receive guidance from your higher self, your angels, your spirit guides team. Another example is, let's say your goal is to be more energetic, more focused on doing, on achieving your goals, tackling your to-do list, be productive, etc. So then you would focus on your solar plexus. And I want to finish this episode with a reminder. This kind of work is continuous. Having a goal to be 100% balanced 100% of the time is a little far-fetched and very unrealistic. I once watched an interview between Oprah and Liz Gilbert, the author of Eat, Pray, and Love. I love her. I love both of them. And Liz Gilbert said something that was really funny, but I thought it was very real. She said, who wants to be friends with someone that's 100% balanced all of the time? Because it's just not human. And it sort of adds that pressure to be perfect, which is quite the opposite of what the spiritual practice should be for you. It should be about accepting your emotions, accepting yourself, and loving yourself through the ups and downs. I guess the goal the attainable goal is to become more and more aware, because awareness will lead you to the expansion of your consciousness, to healing, and to taking action that's aligned with your soul. That's why meditating every day will help you gain more awareness. It will help you not just understand these tips that I've mentioned, but it will also guide you into your own inner wisdom so that you will know what chakras need your attention or what areas of your life and of your emotional body need your attention to. Right, if you're still having doubts about what you should be doing to heal and balance your chakras, I have two things for you for free. One is my e-guide, 5 Ways to Use Meditation for Healing, in which you will learn more about what you can do to heal and balance each chakra through meditation. And the second one, it's my free 7 Chakra Healing Meditation, which will guide you into not only understanding more about each chakra, but like I said, you will also feel them in your body. As always, I'll leave links in the show's notes. And if you have any questions about this topic or any other, you can just message me and I'd be happy to answer or create an episode from your questions. In the next episode, I will talk about what happens when you focus only on your upper chakras. It's something that's very common when you're going through the initial phases of a spiritual awakening. And I'll also share some of the things that have happened to me in my journey when I went through this phase. If this episode has brought you value, please subscribe to my podcast and take a screenshot of it, share it to your Instagram story, and be sure to tag me at GUI Will, so I know that it's brought you value and your friends may benefit from this episode too. As always, keep shining your light, keep your heart open, and let love lead the way. I love you. See you on the next episode.